Beside a lake surrounded by high limestone cliffs, a droning machine is slurping up the muddy water and rendering it clear and safe to drink. Sergeant Gary Wyckoff then directs it into an array of three room-sized round storage bags that lie on the ground like giant beached jellyfish.
This bag's getting kind of low right now, so I'm just holding the pipe down so that way it doesn't suck into the bag.
While he switches valves on the 9,000-gallon storage system, another soldier is filling all kinds of containers for a throng of locals that's nothing short of festive. Some brought 55-gallon drums, others empty 2-liter soft drink bottles, milk jugs, buckets. The line of cars and trucks is so big, police have to direct the traffic. Technically, Wyckoff and the other 6 young Fort Bragg soldiers here in Utuado Municipality are making clean water. But really what they're creating is a pocket of joy on an island where almost every one of the more than 3 million residents is suffering in one way or another. Jose Santiago, a rotund retiree, has rolled up in his red pickup, an American flag flying on one side, the Puerto Rican flag on the other. He tells his wife Ramona to take his photo, posing with a soldier in front of an Army water truck. He says he's happy to have found drinking water.
That's the power bomb.
Powerball.
Yeah, Powerball, $700 million to me. You give me money, okay, I'll take it. When you give me water, I said, morning, agua primero, échale la guagua.
Agua is primero. This is one of 8 water purification sites scattered around Puerto Rico being run by Army Reserve, National Guard, and active duty Army units. They're filling just a fraction of the need, but that need is intense. A second team from Bragg has an even bigger unit and 13 tanker trucks it's using to distribute water on the east side of the island. And here in Utuado, Wyckoff says they've requested more of the giant storage bladders so they can run the system almost around the clock.
Who's coming to get it? Everybody. Utuado, they have 2 other water sites there, but they can't keep up with the need. They said there's 34,000 people there that still need help.
Not far behind the jovial Santiago and his red pickup is a dump truck with 2 plastic tanks in the back that can hold 700 gallons. Driving is another beaming retiree. Beside Perez Quile is his 3-year-old grandson, Jose. 3 times a day, he fills the tanks and drives around his neighborhood of about 80 homes, distributing the water for free. And twice a day, his wife and sometimes a neighbor drives down with breakfast and dinner they cook for the soldiers.
They treat us like family here. We haven't had any problems whatsoever. Amazing. It feels like we're making a difference.
They are. Since the hurricane, most people in the region have been relying on water from streams, which carries dangerous levels of bacteria. Throughout Puerto Rico's mountains, people have rigged white plastic pipes that carry stream water to makeshift outdoor areas where they can take showers and do laundry. Not far from the Army water operation, 4 of the pipes lead to a roadside where there's a privacy curtain of old blankets strung up on wires. 2 couples are washing clothes as a pair of toddlers play in the water. Paola Bernicet, 19, from the nearby town of Arecibo, says she lost everything.
La mayoría quedó destruido.
My house was destroyed. The majority of the neighborhood was destroyed. A lot of my family also lost their houses. The houses were built from wood with tin roofs.
She says that she and neighbors come here to do laundry and get water to carry home for cleaning and running toilets. They used to drink the mountain water, but they read in a newspaper about the bacteria. She says it's unclear how long people here will have to piece together their water supplies like this.
From the rumors I've heard in the newspaper, it's going to take a long time.
Another rumor is making the rounds, too, that the Army unit will soon have to leave, maybe to be replaced by another military unit. But an Army spokeswoman at the recovery center in San Juan says they won't be pulling out until they're no longer needed, or another team, perhaps from the National Guard, replaces them. Wyckoff says the soldiers are happy to stay as long as they have to.
We're just going it by day and giving out as much water as we can give out to whoever wants it and whoever needs it.
And for now, that's more water and more people every day.
This is Jay Price reporting.